This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Some numbers across our screen this week showed us how much we are moving around in America. You know, each year, roughly 40 million Americans, about 14% of the population, moves at least once. Now, much of that movement includes younger people relocating within cities. But it is trends of Americans moving to warmer climates, more affordable areas, and better job opportunities that have largely determined migration patterns in recent decades. USA Today came out with a list of the top 50 city destinations for migrating Americans. Only one location here in the heartland made the top 20. Nashville, Tennessee, ranked 16th. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm groups reacted enthusiastically this week to the news that a new agreement has been worked out for trade with our closest neighbors. The American Soybean Association, for example, said the Trump administration's announcement it has reached an agreement with Canada, bringing to fruition a trilateral trade agreement including Mexico, was welcome news for soybean growers. The ASA said that once approved by Congress, a finalized U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring stability back to the North American markets. The group pointed out that our soy exports to Mexico have grown fourfold under the old NAFTA agreement. And maybe you didn't know this. I didn't think about it, I guess. Mexico is the second largest export market for U.S. soybeans and soybean meal. The Iowa farmer who is president of the American Soybean Association, John Heisdorfer, said our soybean harvest this year is large and we're facing great uncertainty in China. So, said John, a modernized NAFTA is timely and beneficial for our farmers and rural communities. They have been buzzing up on the Iron Range about those drunk birds. Gilbert, Minnesota, the 1,800 residents there have been wondering what in the world is going on. So the police chief went on Facebook and explained it. All of those birds that appear to be driving, or I should say, flying under the influence into windows and cars. And they are, in fact, under the influence. Certain berries that they have in the area because of the weather have fermented earlier than usual due to an early frost, and the birds are drunk. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.